two concepts. Erisin and there's Nisuin. Erisin is when the boy gives the ring to the girl and says, Hare Mukadash Isli. And Nisuin is in the days of the Tanakh, in the days of the Gemara, they would wait a year, a half a year, a long time in between Erisin and Nisuin. The boy would get a job, he would buy clothing, he would get an apartment. And then when he would be ready, they would have Nisuin and live together, doing Erisin, the girl lived by her parents. There are different dating between Erisin and Nisuin. So Min HaTorah, we learned the Gemara, Min HaTorah, Ula learns out from the Pasuk that if a girl is not a Kohenet, but she marries a Kohen, she's permitted to eat Truma not only after Nisuin, even after Erisin. We no longer have this pause between Erisin and Nisuin. The Gaonim made a Takana, they saw that it's not working out. That sometimes the girl is married and the husband is not here, she's not allowed to live with the husband. Asur al-Baila mid the Rabbana, so they would sometimes be Mizana. Mizana, then she becomes Asur al-Baila, then they have to get divorced. You need a get from Erisin also. Today, in modern Hebrew, you call an engagement, you call Erisin. But in Halacha, Erisin means Kiddushin, doesn't mean engagement. So the Mishnah says, even though Min HaTorah Arus al-Chelas b'Truma, mid the Rabbana, they prohibited it until you have Nisuin. So you have a machlekes hatanoim, which the Gemara calls Mishnah Rishayna, and the Mishnah Achreina. Mishnah Rishayna means at one point in an earlier stage in history, the consensus of opinion was one way, and Bezn Shal Achreim Amru, in a later period in history, the consensus changed. There are a lot of issues that over the years, the Roiv of the Chachamim passed in one way 50 years ago, and then 50 years later, 100 years later, the consensus shifts and passed another way. So this is one of the issues that Bizman HaTanoim this changed. The Mishnah Rishayna, the early Psak was, Arusa is only a Cheles B'Truma Ache Yagia Hazman. Yagia Hazman means when they do Erisin, so they make up, they do Erisin today, they have a big party, fine, and then they make up, when are they going to have Nisuin? She's going to wait 25 years when it's going to get a job. So they make up, going to have Nisuin by whatever, before Pesach, before Purim, before Shavuos, whatever, they make up Hazman, when? So what if it's Yagia's man and the guy's still he's dilly-dallying, he's not ready to make the Nisuin? So the Mishnah says, Yagia's man ula nisu, the first daf in Ksubis, the Gemara quotes that Mishnah then, Ocheles mishalo, the Baal is chayv b'mzanis ishtay. Baal is chayv b'mzanis ishtay only after Nisuin. Doing Erisin is not chayv b'mzanis ishtay. But once it's Yagia's man, they made up in advance when they got married, when they had the Erisin. It's going to be koines l'chupa. He's going to have the chupa and the nisuin before Purim, and he didn't. So he's already chay bim zanis ishtoi. And then ocheles b'truma. Since the husband is a koyin, so she is permitted to truma. Then it says bezin shalach reim amru. At a later point, probably 50, 100 years later, they reversed the psak. Maybe 200 years later, whatever. They reversed the psak and they said no. And ocheles b'truma. Ashe tikonis l'chupa. You have to have chupa mamish. That hagos hazman is not sufficient. So the Gemara seems to have four different explanations. What is the Nekudas HaMachlekes? What is the point of disagreement between the Mishnah Rishayna and the Mishnah Achreina? So here on the bottom line on Hei Amud Aleph, the last four lines, Omar Rula, Dvar Torah, Ristabas HaLacheles, B'Trum, Menat Torah, She'iz Trum, Kos Kenyan Kaspo. Umatam Omra, why do they make Exerim the Rabba and Achelz Betruma? So he gives a reason. Ula's reason is Zereshama Yimzgul Lokos Bevesavia, but Tashkena Lachel, Yachisel. She's still home until Nisun, she's still living at home with her parents, with her brothers and her sisters. So what the husband, the Oris, is going to send her a bottle of Truma wine, or give her some fruits or vegetables that are Truma. And then she's home with her brothers and her sisters, so she may forget that she's married to a kohen, but the brothers and the sisters are not kohen, they're not married to a kohen, so she may give something that she has left over to the brothers and the sisters, and that's an isa, zashach al truma, is misa v'dei shamayim. So that's Ula's explanation. The Gemara there in Ksubis, what daf is it? Daf nun zayin on the base. The Gemara in Ksubis has on the side, tells you where. Nun zayin on the base. The Gemara there gives an additional reason, a different reason why. If a boy marries a girl and he didn't realize she had a wooden leg all along, she has a wooden arm, he didn't realize. So the Gemara says, if a boy marries a girl and he finds out that she can't have any children, so it's a kiddushi tois. Comes out, finds out the girl has two wooden legs. She walks. She always wore a dress or whatever, and he never realized that she doesn't have other major mumim in her body. So then the Mishnah says that he divorces her and he doesn't pay any ksuba. Mishnah says he gives a get. So the Gemara asks, why does he have to give a get if he doesn't pay ksuba? Because it's a kiddusha toy, so he shouldn't have to give a get either. So the Gemara has two suggestions. One pshat is the get is only midirabbanim, and a tartaki you don't need a get. It's mamish kiddusha toy. So the suggestion the Gemara gives is maybe it's a sofik. Maybe it's a sofik. So sofik isur luchum, a sofik amayna lukulu. So misafik, maybe sveka deraisi, you do need a get. And sofik mamana lukula, he doesn't have to pay her the ksuba. Sometimes it's not a sofik. She can't have children. That's a sofik. She had cancer. That's a sofik. So it depends how major the mum is. If it's a major mum, you don't even need a get. That's what Moshe Feinstein, all the poskim wrote like that for a century. They write, depends how major the mum is. If it's a major mum and he wasn't aware of it, so the Gemara gives another reason. The Gemara says, Minatora, the Arusa, the girl who's married to the Kohen is a Chavos Bechuma, but we don't know until he has the Knesa Luchupin, they're living together. It may be that she has a mum, and it'll turn out the Goy, Milson and Mafia, the whole Kedushin was a mistake. And they're not married from day number one. It'll turn out that she wasn't an Eishes Kohen. She doesn't even need a get Minatora. Maybe something. She doesn't even need a get Midirabbana. Turn out she wasn't an Eishes Kohen, and she was Arivan the Yisra, Rabbi Zav Shachal Truma. That is Misa B'deishamai. So that's Gzer Mishum Simpon. Simpon. Simpon means something that's Mevatl, something else. Like I married a girl and it turns out that she has a major mum, that major mum makes it that it's a Kedusha Tois. Or let's say I buy an Evet Knaini from someone else and it turns out this Evet Knaini is a gangster and then he's robbing everything in the house. That's why the other guy wants to sell him. Because he's a gangster. He's a ganav. He's breaking everything in the house. And stealing everything. So then it's a mekach toys. So the Ebeknaini, the Mechira, the king, and the Ebeknaini was betoys. What else is a simpon? We usually use the word simpon to mean something else. If I have a shtar that says that I lent you $1,000 and you have a shtar that you paid already the money, so that shtar, the shaver mishaber, the shaver breaks the koyach of the shtar halva. I have a shtar that says you owe me money. You have a shaver that breaks it, says that you don't owe me the money, that you paid the money already. I authorize the Edom to write a shtar that he paid me already of the money. So that's also called the simpon. Simpon because the second shtar breaks the koach of the first shtar. And here the mum that the girl may have, she may have a mum. So that's gzer mishum simpon. We don't allow the arusa to eat truma, gzer mishum simpon. So these are two suggestions. The Mishnah says Minatora, the Mishnah seems to be saying Minatora, the Arusa al Chelas Betruma, the Rabbana for some reason Amidat, she's not a Chelas Betruma, and she agia hazman. And then later on they changed it. So the Gemara says, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokes between the Mishnah Mishaina, Mishnah Chlenas? So the Gemara there in Ksubis has the following suggestion. Maybe the original reason why they were concerned Arusa shouldn't be a Chelas Betruma because Shem Latashke Le'achero Le'ach Yisera. But once it's a Giyaz man, he made up he's going to marry her by Purim. Purim comes and goes, and he still didn't marry the girl. He didn't do the Nisun. He's married for her, Erison, but he didn't do the Nisun. The Gemara says he's not going to let her stay by her parents. Every day he's going to give her a box of Cheerios, and then she's going to give it to the brothers and the sisters. The box is going to disappear for breakfast alone. It's Cheerios for 5 days worth of Cheerios. It's going to disappear in one day. So he's going to be duchta miyachidlo. He's going to see to it that she eats her meals in a different location. He's going to rent an apartment because he's going to make the nisuin otot any day now, any day, any week. He's going to have nisuin. So he's probably going to have a move out of her parents' home. And there won't be a conservative shematashka lecha lechaseh, but they're still not living together. It could still be that she has a wooden leg. It could still be that she's wearing a shetel. He still doesn't know till they're in the bedroom together. He's not going to know. So maybe the Mishnah Rishayna held that the reason for the Gzera was Shema Tashkev. So that chashash goes away. He gives man since he's chaybim zaneser. The Gemara says in Ksuvus duchta miyachad lahel b'miyachad. Amokam miyuchad she should eat the meal. She should eat at home together with all the brothers and the sisters because she's going to give them some of the food. So he'll be overpaying. And then the Bezn Shalachrem Amru, the Mishnah Achrayna said that there's another concern. That the Mishnah Rishayna was not worried about. The other concern is Mishum Simpon. So that applies even after Hagwas Hazman until the actual Lashon Tikkanes L'chupin. Until they move in together, they're living in the same apartment. That's one suggestion the Gemara gives. Maybe the machlekes, the nekudas machlekes, and the mishnah rishon, mishnah achrayin was. What was the reason for the gzeira the rabban? Then the Gemara says another suggestion. Maybe both the mishnah rishon and mishnah achrayin hold that the gzeira is because of simple. But when it's a giyaz man, he's going to be b'chayvim zanisel. So he knows that there's a possibility. It may turn out that there's a major mistake over here. It may turn out that the girl has a mum. So they didn't have private showers in their own home. They used to have a public bathhouse. That's separate for men, separate for women. So mistama, he will have his sisters or his cousins, his female cousins. He'll ask them, I'm going to have to be m'chaybim zanisel in another month. I can't yet have the nisun, but I'm going to be m'chaybim zanisel. I want to make sure that it's a good investment. So he's going to ask his female relatives to check out the girl to make sure that she has no mumen. So the Mishnah Mishina held that the bidika that's done by the female relatives that the chasn has would be sufficient to remove the chashash of simpon. And then the Mishnah Achrayna decided that's not sufficient. When she goes to the bath house, she's probably going to hide the fact that she has some major mum. She doesn't want the other women to know either. So he's never really going to know whether she has another mum till they actually move in together after nisuin. So maybe that was the nekudas machlokes. Not Mishnah Rishana held the chashash shem matashke. Mishnah Achrayna held that it's mishum simple. Maybe they both held simple, but the Mishnah Rishana held that he's got to be bedik with his relatives, female relatives. Mishnah Achrayna held that that's not sufficient. He'll only know that there's no mum after he actually does kinesa l'chuppah. So these are the two explanations that the Gemara suggests there in Ksuvus Nun Zayin. The Gemara gives the two different reasons that the Amorim came up with, two different reasons for the chashash. Why don't we permit the Arusa to eat Petrum? Then the Gemara at the end of Nedarim, it's like Gemara, they don't tell you where it is. There's a Mishnah in the end of Nedarim, from Nara Hamarasa till the end of the Mesichta. So the Mishnah is talking about the Dinim and Chumash and Parshas Matos about Abal Meifen Nidvei Yishtai. The father, the husband has the right. Nara Hamarasa, you need the father with the husband. And the Nesua, the husband alone is Meifen Dinidorim. So the Mishnah says, what if the girl only had Eris and she didn't yet have Nisuin? So Nar HaMarasi need Meshutfis, the father with the Oris, with the husband, should be Mefer and the Dar Meshutfis. And if only one is Mefer, so the Neder is not fully Mufar. You need Achi Aferish Neim. So the Mishnah has a Machlekes HaTanaim, what if there's Erisin, but it's a Giyah Hazman. They made Erisin today, and then they made up. He's going to do Knesset L'chuppah before Purim. Then Purim comes and goes, and he still didn't do the Knesset L'chuppah. So there's a Machlokes HaTanaim, he Giyah Hazman, the Baal Deschayb is Anaseah, can he be made for the Nedarim all by himself? So what's the Machlokes HaTanaim? So the Gemara has, the first opinion of the Gemara was, Machlokes is whether Hagos Hazman constitutes Nisuin. What is Nisuin? We're talking, Rav Huna says, Chupa Koine Mikal V'Chaymer. Where's Rav Huna? Here he is. 8 lines from the bottom. 7, 8 lines from the bottom of Hayam Adal. Om Rav Huna, Chupa Koine Mikal V'Chaymer. So we don't accept Rav Huna's opinion. Why don't we accept his opinion? Because Chupa is not a Kenyan. Chupa is only Hachnosa V'Rishuso. Erisin is a Kenyan. Risha Niknis. The Kesef or Shtar Abia is a Kenyan where you require Erisin. Achalois Ishus. Nisuin is just Chizereish Ishul. Of the base Abal. During Erisin, then you do Hachnasa L'Shuso, so that's considered an Eshesish Beveis Abal. So some kind of Hachnasa L'Shuso. So there are different opinions what constitutes Hachnasa L'Shuso. We spoke about it last week. So the Mishnah has a Machlokes HaTanaim. So one Tanaim is of the opinion, if they made up in advance, he's going to do. Let's go back. Let's say that if I own property, so there's a concept of Shalo U'B'Shuso. This is a moshel. I remember Nis Nalpit gave this moshel. He used to be a rebbe here in Yeshiva. So Nis Nalpit gave the moshel. It's not 100%. It's not identical, but it's a little bit parallel. If a person owns property, I own an automobile and somebody stole my car. So the car is mine and shali, but it's ain't a bishusi because I don't have access to it. I don't know where it is. So something that shali, ain't a bishusi, that's a machlokes hatanaim in maseches maaseh sheni. Is that pogim and my bibles? They say that since I don't fully own it, I can't be magdish it, I can't be moicherit, I can't be mafkerit, if it's maaseh sheni and someone stole it, I cannot be poida the maaseh sheni. Or they say no, just because ain't a bishus, it's not pogim and the bibles. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. and the Mishnah, the end of Maaser Sheni, and the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Samach Tesam, and Allah quotes it, it's Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokesh, which Tana the Paskin like? We Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, who accepted that opinion of the Tana that you need Shaloi B'Shusai to be able to be considered a full Banach, to be able to be Magdish and Mavkir, and pay the Maaser Sheni, and so on. So just like in ownership, you need Shaloi B'Shusai to be a full Banach, so too in marriage. The full issue is during Nisuin when she's an Eshes Ish B'Beis HaBaal. And Erisin is an Eshes Ish Shelo B'Beis HaBaal. It's incomplete. With respect to certain dinim, the issue is incomplete.
Don't you think that like that, because the Gemara says in the Tzad HaShav, Shekhoin Ba'alma V'Khoin Yukad? Sounds like Chutba
is
opinion.
Ravuna holds like that. Ravuna holds like that, but we don't accept his opinion. He thinks like that, correct. Ravuna holds that Chutba is a Kinyan. And the major reason why we reject it, Gemara says, because chup is only going to after everything, because it's not a kinyan. It's only hachnasa l'shusa. Good, good. Rapunah holds that it is a kinyan. So let's say I park my car in a yeshiva parking lot. I know where it is, and it's not stolen. I do have access to it. So it's called shaliv einim b'shusi because it's in a yeshiva parking lot. I park my car in the street. So you park the car in the street, shalchob eina b'shuscha, it's only b'shuscha if it's in your garage. No. If the car is not stolen, I know where it is. Anything that you leave is automatically b'shuscha unless there's some kind of a hafko. So if it's gezel, and if it's gezel on karka, so the Gemara says, karka eina nigzela, so the karka is always called b'shuscha. Always called b'shuscha. If it's metaltalim, and the guy made a kinyin zela on it, so then it's called eina b'shuscha. So normally anything that shali is automatically b'shusa unless there's a mafkia. By ishus, you say, Aret mukudeshusli, you give the girl the ring, you're married. She's not a nation, she's not automatically a nation, she's b'veis habal, because we didn't do nisuin yet. But let's say we made up, when we made the erisin, we made up, we're going to have nisuin by Purim. Purim comes and goes, and he still didn't do the nisuin. So then there's one opinion in the Tanoim. There's no longer any monea. He made up he's going to have Nisuin, the full issue is going to be by Purim. Purim comes and goes, still didn't do the formality of standing under the canopy of love, or going into the Yichud room, or whatever you need for Nisuin, Batekin, or going home. So since they made up, it's only going to be Erisin until Purim, after Purim is going to be Nisuin, becomes Nisuin automatically. Anything that's Shaloi automatically becomes Bishus, unless there's a Mafkia. See, there's no longer any Mafkia. They made up. This man is going to be before Purim. So the Gemara first understood that was the machlokes hatanoim. If you have an isua, then the baal is made for the nedarim all by himself. He doesn't need shutfus with the father. What if you have hagos hazman? So that's a machlokes hatanoim. So the Gemara says, oh, the first opinion in the Gemara in the nedarim there at the end of the nedarim, they give him something. So the Gemara says the first opinion in the Gemara that it's a machlokes hatanoim is identical with the machlokes mishnah rishon and mishnah achrona. That the Mishnah Rishon says he gives mabalai nisu achelus mishalo achelus betruma besin shalachayim amro and achelus betruma achetikonis lechupa. That's exactly the machlokes. Mishnah Rishon held that hagos hasman is nisuin, so she is a nisua, so she's a nisua, she's allowed to eat truma. And the besin shalachayim, the Mishnah achrayim holds not so. The hagos hasman is not nisuin. Yechai b'mezanisel because you promised that you're going to be nisuin then, but it's not considered nisuin. So that's the third shot. Then the Gemara thinks that it's not totally zeh b'zeh. Machlokes is by Haforos and Dorn. There's one machlokes, because the whole idea that a husband is made for Ned Mishnah is based on the psychological assumption called Hanederes al Das Bailu Nederes. Any woman who takes a neder, she doesn't want to rub her husband the wrong way, she doesn't want to ruin her marriage, so it's self understood. She probably takes a neder al Das Bailu if the husband will approve. If he disapproves, she doesn't want the neder. And even if she screams, I can't stand my husband, I don't care what he says, I'm taking a neder. Anyway, so the Rishonim say that it's a loyplug deris, but it's based on the assumption, kol anaderis, al das baile anaderis, that's what it usually is. So then the Gemara says, and maybe that already kicks in when you have hagwas hazman, because it's chai b'mzen isel. So it could be the machlekes by hafaras dorm is a local machlekes. It could be the machlekes over here by achelus b'chum is a shayla anadin de rabbon. It's not a fundamental issue whether Hagos Hazman constitutes Nisuin or not. So that, but that, the first opinion on that Daf Pe Gimel and the Dorim was that that's the Machlokes, the Mishnah, Mishnah, and Mishnah Achrayna, whether Hagos Hazman constitutes Nisuin or not. Then the Nesibis has, in addition to his commentary on Choshe Mishpat, has a commentary on Yerideya that's called Chavos Das, that's a major commentary. then in addition to that, he has several others swarm, and he has the Siddur, the Chaim Siddur, and he has the Seder Beis Yaakov, has a Sefer Beis Yaakov, which is a commentary on Maseches Ksubis, and comments on Eben Ezra, Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezra. So Maseches Ksubis, in one place, he has a comment to answer the Rashbo's Kasha. There's a Tosis later on Mem Hei Omei Beis, Dibra Maschav, and Imtze Zoro Lima Freya. So Tosis points out, a man has erison with a girl, so Menatoru Shizach Elis Betrum. And then he does Nisuin, but the father, the girl is a Ketana or a Naira. And the father is not around. And the girl, the Chosen and the Kal, they're waiting forever. What, are they going to wait forever till the father shows up? So they went and they did Nisuin. Now the father may come, he may be Moicha, he may say, I canceled the Nisuin. You have no right to do the Nisuin. But Kolzman, he does Moicha, so they're living together. So the Gemara says, but what if the father's going to come, he's going to be Moicha, then it's, and the husband was a Kohen, and the Eishes Kohen is a Chelus Betruma, after Knitza Luchupa, it may turn out, Nimtza Zara Chelus Lamafra, it may turn out that she had no right to eat Betruma. So first of all, Zara Echol Betruma, Misa Bedeisha Maim, she's not a Zar. And I'll tell her she's allowed to eat Truma, because the father married her up, she's an Arusa Chelus Betruma. So it means it's only Midirabbonim. She's not a real Zar Menator, it's a Zar Midirabbonim. But then, Tosis points out, but neither reason applies over here. Shem Metashke doesn't apply. She moved in with her husband. They're living together the last couple of months. And Simpon doesn't apply. They're together in the bedroom. He's with his wife. So there's neither Hashash of Simpon, nor Hashash of Shematashka. So why is she not allowed to eat Truma? Why is there a concern that she shouldn't be allowed to eat Truma? So Tosha said, you see from these Gemara that it's a loy pluger up on it. Whatever the reason was, why Arusa ain't achelas b'truma, even if you have a situation where the reason doesn't apply, the Gzera de Rabbanan still applies. So this is a problem. This is contradicted by the Gemara. Where's the Gemara? There's a Gemara in the first Perek, where the Gemara says, whenever the reason for the Gzera doesn't apply, then the Gzera doesn't apply. Kiba Masa B'Holach. Where is it? Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. Correct? Thank you. My Benayu, what's the difference? What's the reason here? On the first two lines on Yud Aleph Amar Aleph, so the first line says there's a Hashash of Simpon, and then there's a Hashash of Shematashke. So the Gemara says, Vich Benamah Benamah Loyochle, my Benayu, what's the difference? What the reason is why Arus Enachel is Betrumik Benayu, Kiba Masa Bahola. If you have a situation where the reason doesn't apply, so the Gzera doesn't apply. This is an unusual Gemara. Usually we say there's a loy plug Rabbanon. Usually whenever there's a Gzera de Rabbanon for a specific reason, so even if you live in a generation where the whole reason doesn't apply at all, that's famous, that's called Dovashu Minyan, Soch Minyan Achal Atir. Whenever the Chacham of Dovashu Minyan means if the rabbis voted to make a Gzera de Rabbanon, they were Omdu Leminyan. So Dovashu Minyan, a Gzera de Rabbanon, always have to have a reason. You have the right to make a Gzera de Rabbanon if you don't have a very good reason. You have to have a strong reason. If it's a far-fetched chashash that once in 100 years someone's going to do an avera, you have no right to make a gzera d'rabban. You have to have milsa d'shchicha. Has to be a real concern, and you have no right to make a gzera l'gzera. Gzera l'gzera is too flimsy. If you make a gzera l'gzera, the bezna is in violation of bal taisiv. They're not allowed to make such a gzera. So, but once there was a good cause to make a gzera, then even if you live in a generation where the whole reason doesn't apply, the whole world keeps on changing, even if you live in a generation where the reason doesn't apply, the Gzera doesn't fall apart by itself, because Ruba the Gzeras are a loy plug Rabbanon. So even if you have a case where the reason doesn't apply, even if you live in a generation where the reason doesn't apply, they made a loy plug Rabbanon. This is 98% of all the Gzeras Rabbanon. Here and there, there are around 2% of Gzeras, where the Gemara will say no. Whenever the reason doesn't apply, so the gzera doesn't apply. So here the Gemara said, this gzera de Rabbanon, that Arusa in Achelus Betruma only applies when the reason applies. When the reason doesn't apply, then the gzera doesn't apply. Ikebenayu kibon masa b'halach. Three different cases where the reason doesn't apply, so the gzera doesn't apply. So it's a chapella. First time it's a pella. Why should it be different from 98% of the cases that you say, all the Xeris Rabbanon, Ruba de Ruba, Xeris Rabbanon, instituted as a loy plug Rabbanon. Why should there be cases where you say it's not a loy plug Rabbanon? The Gemara usually has the expression, Yom Kol Asrei Kan Asurin Sreike Baisis Matorim. Baisis was a baker. And he knew how to make cookies for Pesach. When we make cookies, when a private person makes cookies for Pesach, so you use Pesach Tikka flour. That's matzah mel that was baked already. So even if you let it sit with water a week, it's not going to turn into chametz. It was already baked. Once awfully is not boiled de chametz. But when the bakeries make the cookies for Pesach, when they make the matzahs, they don't use matzah mel. They use regular flour. So they have to be careful. They shouldn't sit too long. So in the days of the Tanaim, Baisis was a baker, and he had a mold. He was able to make fancy cookies with a fancy shape of Pesach, mixing the flour, the water, putting it in the mold. That takes time. Everything takes time. They didn't have electric machines like we have today. Everything takes time. So the Rabbanah made Gzeirah Rabban, you're not allowed to make Sreik and Hametziyarim at Pesach, because it's going to take more time. And you have to hurry up on Pesach when you're baking the matzah. You have to hurry up and bake it quickly. You shouldn't let it sit too long. So Baisis came and he asked the Shaila, but he has a mold. He has a mold that's so fast, it's faster than the other bakers can do without a mold, without a fancy design. So he allowed to do it. So the Chum said, we can't do that. You have to have a loy plug rabbanon. Yomru, what will the world say? Call us Reka Nasur and Reka Baisis Batorit. The people will understand that Baisis, Mr. Baisis, the baker, he has these fancy molds. He can do 1, 2, 3 so quickly. So by him, there's no gzeir. You have to always make a loy plug rabbanon. That's what he wants. Everything has to be a loy plug. So how come you have here and there exceptions to the rule, but there's no loy plug? That's a pella. That's a pella.
Yehuda said we should live together with the.
I mean that they never accepted the Gzeira. They never accepted the Gzeira.
It was illegal all over in Israel.
That's true. It wasn't equal. That Arusa Asur Labaila. That Arusa Asur Labaila. But Arusa is not allowed to eat Truma. That was a Gzeira. Arusa is not allowed to eat. In Yehuda? When they were boil our resources, that would be the nisuin. They didn't require formal nisuin. When they would be living together, that would be the nisuin. Yeah, then there would be a lot of truma. But the rest of Eretz Yisrael, not Eretz Yehuda, the Eretz Yisrael where they did observe the din, the rabbanon.
That's why this gezeira was not so because it wasn't universal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we have other gzeiros also. We have other gzeiros also. For example, the min haTorah, there is no din. A kohen who's a balmum is not allowed to be makor kabbonis. But a kohen balmum, can he duchen? The Gemara says, yes, he can duchen. But if he has mumin, so that's min haTorah. But if he has mumin, b'ponam yodav v'raglo, we don't permit him to duchen a Mishnah Megillah, because the people may stare at his hands, and it's not proper to look at the hands of the kohanim when they do the nesias kapayim. So the Beis Yosef writes, in Keset Mishnah, on the side of the Rambam, he writes that during his lifetime they started this new custom that the Kohanim put the talus over their hands. It never was a practice. It started in the 1500s, during the lifetime of Rabbi Yosef Karo. So in the Keset Mishnah, he raises the suffix. Now that the Kohanim cover their hands, there's no chashash anyone is going to see the hands of the Kohanim. Maybe the whole din that a Balmum, a Kohen who's a Balmum, a part of Yadavad, now by the Duchen, because it may draw attention, and the Tzibbe may stare at his hands. Maybe the whole Gzeira the Rabbanu should employ. So in the Kes Mishnah, he raises the suffix. And then in the Shulchan Aruch, he writes that the Gzeira doesn't apply. What do you mean? What happened to the Klal Davish of Minyan Tzachmi in Achal HaTiro? Or we have the Rush in the Tshuva, the Tur in Simen Ches and Ilchas Tzitzis, quotes his father was the Rush, and the Rush has in the Tshuva, so the collection of Shal Tshuvas are Rush. He has this, what the Tur quotes, and the Mogan Avram quotes it in Simen Ches, that in the days of the Tanoim, it was a machlokes b'shamay and b'sila. We follow b'shamay. This is one of the few cases where we follow b'shamay, that one is not permitted to put tzitzis at all on a beged shel pishton, because in the days of the Tanoim, the practice was they put in tcheles and lavan, and the tcheles has to be dyed a specific color from a specific source, has to come from the chalazon. And it has to be the strings that are dyed trailers have to be wool. It has to be wool. So if you tie wool strings onto a beged of pish, then it's going to be shatnez, but you have no choice. That's Eser Dechol Esese. That's the mocker for the din and kol ha-tarikula. That Eser Dechol Esese, because Gedilim Tassel L'chol, Esul Shatan Samar Pishtim Yakta. The two psukim, one next to the other, even though there's prohibition of Shatan, but by Mokka Mitzvah Tzitzis, you're allowed to. So the Begat Shal Pishton, you have to put on Trelis, and the Trelis is going to make it into Shatan. But it's only Mutter if the Trelis is authentic Trelis. Let's say the customer fell in, and a faker sold them Pasala Trelis. In the days of the Tanan, used to have fakers, used to sell Klo Ilon. The Orach is a dictionary that Rashi and Taisus quote every so often. But the Orach is a dictionary where he writes that Klo Ilon is indigo. That's how we know what color the Trelis is. Indigo comes from India, and it comes from a plant. It doesn't come from the fish, from the chiloz. So the Gemara says, Klo Ilon is Pasala. So that's how we know that what color the Trelis is. It's blue. We're not sure it's exactly, is it a deep blue, a dark blue, is it a light blue? That depends how much you water it down. If you pour in more water, it'll be light blue. The Rambam says it's the color of the sky in the afternoon. And Rashi says on Chumash it's the color of the sky at midnight. It's quite a distinction. But basically it's the same color. The only question is how much do you water down the blue? So the Bishana made Exeret Rabban because there were a lot of fakers in the days of the Tanoim. Today they're more fakers, so they would sell pasala trelas, so that people would have shatans. They would have a string. They would have strings of tzemer and a degel shel pishton. They constitute shatans, and it wasn't necessary to have the string of pishton because they didn't put in authentic dye from a chalaz. They fell in with a faker who sold them klo ilon. So then you don't say yes, the chalay says it's absolutely kaim shne. He's not yotzei the trelas with that. And for Lavan, he could have put all the strings could have been pishton. He didn't need any of the strings to be tzemer. So the Bishama made Exeret Rabban that you're not allowed to put tzitzis at all on a Begat Shal Pishton. So Kolzman, the Rosh, lived in Germany, so that he never heard of anybody wearing an Arba Kampas or a Talis at Pishton. Then, after the Maharam Rutberg was put in prison by the government to hold up the Jewish community for the ransom money, and he died in prison, so the Rosh realized they're going to put me in prison. He was the next prominent rabbi. He was afraid they're going to put him in prison. So he ran away from Germany, and he ran to Spain. He stayed by the Rajbo for a week. Rajbo was a rabbi in Barcelona, had a little shul there. And then the Rosh got a rabbanus in Toledo. So he moved to Toledo. So that is Yekesh, a rabbi speaking Deutsch. Svardish community didn't understand one word that he was talking about. But he has such an influence, the Rosh had such an influence on the Spanish communities, he got them to change all of their minhagim. They all became Ashkenazim. The Pella de Gezachta. Later on, after the Spanish Inquisition, after they chased all the Jews out in 1492, and the Jews from Spain ran away, they ran to Morocco and other places, to Portugal and other places, to Greece. They introduced all of these Ashkenazi minhagim in the Sephardic communities and said, what's going on? There was a lot of friction then. All the Sephardim had Ashkenazi minhagim because of the influence of the Rosh. So they write up all this story. So the Rosh saw that the Balabatim in Spain used to wear talesim that were made from Pishlam. So he said, but it's against the din. This is one of the six cases. The Siddur Rav Amram Gaon writes, this is one of the six cases. Well, we pass like Bishamai, that it's Exeret Rabbanan that you're not allowed to put on tzitzis at all on a Begat Shel Pishton. So they explained to the Rosh, no, the Exeret only makes sense bisman that Trelis is available. So you may put in Trelis and you'll fall in with a fake, he's going to give you Klo Ilon. So if you're to put in Klo Ilon and the string has to be Tzemer and the Begat is Pishton, it's going to be Shatnes and it wasn't really necessary. You only say, if it's Eav Shelakayim Shnen, Omar Shlokesh, Komochem Shatamotze, Esav Eloisesei, then he said, you could have put all the tzitzis would be tzitzis shel pishton, strings of pishton. There's no need to put any chutim of tzemer. So they answered the Rosh and they said, the Exeret Rabban only makes sense banataram that they still have tchelis. Now it's already several centuries that they don't have tchelis available. There's managoinim apparently. The tchelis got lost. Bizman HaGemara was also rare. But Bizman HaGoyim somehow was lost, and no one had any Tchelis. So the whole reason for the Gzera doesn't apply, So the question is, so the Taz asked the Kasha, alright, so the reason for the Gzera doesn't apply, fine. What do you mean the Gzera doesn't apply? What happened to the rule of Dovash of Minyan Tzav Minyanachal Atira? Even if you live in a generation where the whole reason for the Gzera doesn't apply. Ruba de Gzera, so the Taz raises that question. So he says, Taz writes, read carefully the Tshuvas HaRosh that the Tur quoted in Simeches. He explained why the Rosh went out of his way to explain why it's not covered with the Din of Dovah Shemin. You read the Rosh, you still don't know what's the reason why. The Rosh didn't explain why it's not a Dovah Shemin. So that's what they ask on the Taz. Taz raises the issue and he says, and the Rosh repeated it, explained da, 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 why it's not governed with the rule of Dovah Shemin. So he didn't explain. So the Mishkan Es Yankiv has a tshuva about this. Mishkan Es Yankiv explains what pshat in the Rosh is. It's still very unclear. In the Rosh didn't say it, but apparently the Taz somehow understood it. Taz doesn't say either what the Hezber is. So the Mishkan Es Yankiv gives in his tshuvas. In Koheles Yankiv, he has another sefer. Koheles Yankiv is a running commentary on Maseches Brochus and on Seder Moed. And then in the second half of the Koheles Yankiv, he has Shalas and tshuvas. In addition to what he wrote in the Mishkan Es Yankiv, these are leftover tshuvas. So the first two tshuvas, Aleph and Beis, Nechelek Chosh Mishma, a very thin sefer. First two tshuvas are about this topic. So he explains, sometimes the Chachamim make a gzera, Bakiras Dovim and Atara. They made a gzera the Rabbanon. You're not allowed to put tzitzis on a beggar shal pishta. So the Gemara says, Yesh karach b'ach ha-chom of laka dob ben ha-tara. Yishay ve'al ta'asa, the chom made exerit. You're not allowed to duchen if you have boom in front of your ragla. You're not allowed to blow shofar when Hashanah falls down on Shabbos. The Gemara says, that's a chiddush. Yesh karach b'ach ha-chom. How did the chachom know the yesh karach? We know it says, the concluding posik in Parashat Sakhrei Mois reads, V'shmatem es mishmarte levilti asos mechukos ha-toivos, shahayu lefnechem, etc. Some long posik over there. So Ishmartem is Mishmarti, the Gemara says in Yivam is Daf Chafal, Asum Ishmeris L'Mishmarti. That's the Pasuk, that's the basis of the principle. Ases Yog Latar, the opening Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Hey, Mamar Shlosh Advarm. Anshei Knesset HaGdoila started with this whole movement. Ases Yog Latar, you have to make Gzeris. And by Yisrishin, there were a few Gzeris, but very few. By Sheni, that's when the Bezin made tons of Gzeris. They're making a lot of Gzeris. Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, that's one of the Shlosh Advarm that they said. It's all based on Shmartem es Mishmarti. So that they have a right to make a gzera d'rabban, you're not allowed to write with your left hand, even though it's Menator, it's only also to write with your right hand on Shabbos. You're not allowed to carry in a carmelis and so on and so forth. You're not allowed to do the kalkal, you're not allowed to do malach shen tzvich l'gufo. That's a Shmartem es Mishmarti. How do you know, how did the rabbis know that they had the authority to be even oikadov ben atorah? That they had a right to tell us, don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. They're telling us to violate one of the mitzvahs in the Torah. That's very strange. The Gemara never says, how do you know? Rabbi Chana Wasserman has an essay, which I think he wrote, a good part of it he wrote here in America. The Kunch was Divrei Sofer. Rabbi Schwab said he wrote it in his home in Baltimore when Rabbi Chana was visiting in America. So he suggests there, we have the Pasuk of Chumash that you have, the Bezin has authority. You're not allowed to turn to the right, you're not allowed to turn to the left. What does it mean? If you think Bezin is too makel, you want to go to the right. Are you, Bezin is too machmer, I want to go to the left. That's how the Mefarshim is saying. But then Rashi in his commentary, Achumish quotes from the Sifrei, there's an additional understanding, additional level of understanding. I feel like Min Shu Smol, while Smol Shu Yamin. So what does it mean? So the simple pshat sounds like if Bezin makes a mistake, the psak is binding even if it's an error. So that's not true. That's only true by Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar HaShanah, where the pasuk says, Elim Yad Hashem Shetikru Osam. And that pasuk appears more than once in Parsha Semor by the Moyadim. So Rashi HaChumash quotes from the Sefer, the Gemara HaShanah says, Mishnah HaShanah says, it's spelled, Osam is spelled Chosavav. Normal way to spell is Alevav Tov Mem. Spelled Alev Tov Mem. Atem. Atem afila mutin, even if the bezin made a mistake in the Kiddush HaChodesh and the Ibar HaShanah, the psak is bind. So that's a local din only in Kviyas HaLuach and Kiddush HaChodesh and the Ibar HaShanah. It doesn't apply to Kol HaTerkula. If bezin made a mistake in psak, there's no such din. So what does it mean? L'sasa yomin is small, afila yomish is small, while small shimin. So Rachana Vasma suggests, Ramban asked that question. How can it be such a din? Afila yomish is small. The first mission in Horiyah says, Beferish. If the Bez Nagadol gave a psak and someone knows that they made a mistake, he's not allowed to follow them. It's the Beferish in the Mishnah, opening Mishnah Norius. So how can the Tanoim say in the Sifrei, I feel like Minshu Smol? Rabbi Chana suggests maybe that's what it means. Yesh kach v'yad chachamim lakar. Not that they made a mistake. They tell you, it says in the Chumash, go to the right. We tell you, don't go to the right, go to the left. Go against what it says in the Chumash. Afilai min shu small val small shemin. The Chachamim are authorized to make a gzera, the Rabbanan. It says in the Torah, you're allowed to carry in a carmelis, and you're allowed to write with your left hand, with the power vest and the vest. And we say, don't. Don't carry with the in a carmelis, and don't write with your left hand. And then it says in the Torah, you're supposed to blow shofar from Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbat. You're supposed to duchen, even if you're a balmum, and the Bezdin has the authority to tell you, against the laws of the Torah. Not that they made a mistake. They say it says one thing in the Torah. We tell you, don't listen to the Torah. So basically, it should be the same whether it's b'shevi al tasa or b'kumbi asay. That's a woman is an eshes ish, and the Bezdin says we permit you to remarry. So why does the Gemara make a distinction that yesh koach laka only b'shevi al tasa, but b'kumbi asay you're not allowed to? It's a whole deal in this sugya. It goes on and on and on and on. In Yevamos and daf peches peites daf tzadik. Goes on for 2.5 plat gemara. The maskanas abavli is en koach laka b'kumbi yaseh. Only yesh koach laka b'shevi al taseh. En koach laka b'kumbi yaseh. The Rishalmi seems to come to the conclusion yesh koach laka afilu b'kumbi yaseh. But the babli holds not so. So really, based on this pasuk that it's based on afilu minshu smol, should really be even yesh koach laka afilu b'kumbi yaseh. So it must be that some other pasuk. Okay. So Taisus in Sanhedrin and Abtzadik explains what's the source. How do you know that there's a difference between Bikum Be'asei and B'shevi Al-Tasa? So that's what the Koheles Yankov suggests, Koheles Yankov suggests, when do you say that Ruba de Ruba, 98% probably of all Xeris de Rabbanon, Seis Yog La Torah, 98% of the Xeris were instituted as a Loit Plug Rabbanon, that's when it's not Bakiras Dov Ben HaTorah. But if the Bezin tells you to do not to fulfill the mitzvah, the oikadav ben atar, the Bezin tells you don't duchen. The Bezin tells you don't put tzitzis in a beged. And then you live in a generation where the whole reason doesn't apply. You have a situation where the reason doesn't apply. So then you don't say it's a loy plug rabbanon. The Bezin has no right to make a loy plug rabbanon if they're being oikadav ben atar. So that's what we suggested over here. A kohen eats truma, says a bracha. Shekadoshani b'kedusha asu shalayim tzivanu v'alachidas truma. That's the Rambam, the last page in the Hilchos Trumas. If the kohen feeds to the behemoth kohen, he feeds to the eved, he feeds truma. The behemoth says a bracha? Probably not. Shekadoshani says tzivanu. Does the kohen say a bracha when he feeds the behemoth? Probably not. It's not a mitzvah, it's a heter. If an eved kohen eats truma, the Rambam writes meferish, and the Pirush HaMishnah is the end of the first parak in Gittin, when the Mishnah talks about being Mizaka, Ashtar Shichar on behalf of an Ebek Naini. So the Mishnah says, maybe it's a Choyv, who says that it's a Schus? Achlag Zatanam, is it a Schus or is it a Choyv? Until now, he was an Ebek of a Koin who was permitted to eat Truma, and that was not allowed to eat Truma. So that's a Choyv in a certain sense. So the Rambam throws in over there, he says, the Ebek Koin eating Truma is a Heter. It's not, the Ebek is not Mekayim any mitzvah. It's like a Behemoth Koin eats Truma is a Heter. Every kind is also. So the Shad is, what about Eishes Koin? Achadus Truma. Does she say a bracha shekadoshani b'kedushasu shalaren? Because she's married to a Koin. So just like when the husband eats Truma, it's a Kiyama Mitzvah. So when the wife eats Truma, it's also a Kiyama Mitzvah. Maybe it's only Rishus. Since it's only learned out from the Pasuk of Koin Kikin Nefesh Kinya Kaspo, the same Pasuk as the Behemoth Koin. So maybe just like Behemoth Koin is only a Heter, maybe Eishes Koin is also only a Heter. But we had the Rashi on Yonam base that Nesua is learned that in the Sifrei from a different pasuk called Tov Beischa Yochal Oisai. So maybe Nesua, that's the Rashi on Yonam base. So maybe we should split. There's a third possibility, not just two possibilities, but the Eishes Koin Achadus B'Truma is a mitzvah or a heter. Maybe we should split that Arusa is a heter because it's learned that from the pasuk Kinyan Kaspa, and Nesua is a mitzvah because Ishtik Kegufa. After Nesua, you say Balki Ishtik Kegufa. So maybe she does say a bracha. So that's the question over here. So it could be, the Gemara says, Ikemenai kibal masa v'holach, maybe b'negeir to achilos truma. They felt they had, like the Mishkan and Sankiv, claims that this is what the Rosh meant in the tshuva. The Bezdin had no right to make exera de rabbanon b'loy plug with respect to doing away with tzitzis. Because on Akira's Dov Menatari, when the reason for the chashash, when the chashash applies, then you make exera. When the chashash doesn't apply, you have no right to make. You have no right to make a loy plug rabbanon if it's going to be akiras dov menatar. So it could be that that's what the gemara meant over here. The gemara is assuming kibal masa v'holach. Whenever the reason But the Gzera doesn't apply. The Gzera that the Arusa are not allowed to eat Truma doesn't apply. Maybe the Gemara held at this point that Eishes Koyin HaChavos B'Truma is a Kiyum HaMitzvah. So you have no right to make a Gzera de Rabbanon in a Loit Plug, only when the reason applies. So the Nesibis and the Sefer Beis Yankif and Tzubis suggest maybe this answers the Rashba's Kasha. The Rashba and Daf Mem Heyam and Beis asks, people must have all on your aleph and aleph 10 lines from the top. What is it? Nine lines from the top. Gemara said the Ferish at this Gzera the Rabbanim is not a light plug. Whatever the reason for the Gzera doesn't apply, the Gzera doesn't apply. And here Tosfos shows from this Gemara Nimtza Zara l'Mafreya. You see, even when the reason doesn't apply, the Gzera the Rabbanim still applies. Astira, the Rabbanim says astira between the two Gemaras. So the Beis Yankif, the receiver suggests, maybe that's exactly the machlokes between the Mishnah Rishonah and the Mishnah Achronah. Mishnah Rishonah says we made Gzera de Rabbanan Arusa is not allowed to eat Truma for whatever reason it is, either Shematashka or because of Simpon. But once it's Yigiyaz Man, so Dinachelas B'Truma, because Yigiyaz Man Duchta Miyachid Lo, so that Chashash doesn't apply. Yigiyaz Man, since it's Chayt B'Zana says, he's going to ask his female relatives to be Bedekar in the bathhouse a month or two before he gets married to make sure that he's not throwing out his money. So the Mishnah Mishnah holds that this is Gzera de Rabbanan, that's not a loit plug. And Mishnah Achreina didn't disagree the reason, didn't disagree what Haglas Hazman is. No, a fourth pshat. The Mishnah Achreina said, you do make a loit plug. And what's the Nkudas HaMachloikas? That's what the Nesiva says. And the Beis Yankif. The Mishnah Mishnah held that it's a Gzera de Rabbanan, but it's not a loit plug. So whenever the reason doesn't apply, the Gzera doesn't apply. The Mishnah Achreina held that it is a loit plug. So we added on, and what's that? What does that depend on? So we suggest, according to the Mishkan Sanger, that should depend whether Esh is kind of Chelis Betruma, Arusa Chelis Betruma, is that a mitzvah or is that only a heter? So if it's a mitzvah, it's not right to be Eker Dov Menator Beloit Plug, to be Eker a mitzvah Menator. But if it's just a heter, so then Ruba de Ruba, 98% of all the Xeris Drabbanan were made as a Loit Plug. That was the suggestion that we gave.
It's a mitzvah, so these, it doesn't have to do.
Okay, you're right. You mean it could be that they both agree it's a mitzvah. It means she'll have a kiyum mitzvah if she'll do it. But it's not an absolutely binding. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. Okay, you could say that everyone agrees that it's a mitzvah kiyumis. And that's the machlokes, whether it's a mock a mitzvah, like gozru, a loy plug, rabbana, it's only a mitzvah chiyuvis, or even a mitzvah kiyumis. That is correct. That is correct. Not exactly the same. Okay, so those were the four pshatim. And what is the machlokes between the Mishnah Rishayna and the Mishnah Achrayna? What are we supposed to cover today? Fine. In the beginning of Maseches Nedarim, there is a discussion of the institution of Yad. What is a Yad? Is a din that neder and shvua need levate b'shasai. Where does that expression appear in Parshas Vayikra? Chalashay vate ha'ad demeshva. Nefesh kisin shava levate b'shasai. The horror lehetiv. So the Gemara has in shvuas and that chavav and leis ama shmuel gama believer tzorach lehoitze b'shasai. A person made up his mind he's going to accept upon himself a neder or a shvua. It's not binding until tzorach lehoitze b'shasai. Shenemar. Nefesh kisin shava levate b'shasai. You have to pronounce it with your lips. Yeah. So what if he says an incomplete sentence, but we understand what he's driving at? So that's called a yad. He didn't say the full sentence, but we know what he's driving at. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, and your own you wouldn't have said. You would have said it's a lack of levate b'shasai. But you learn that from a pasuk that yad is good. So the Gemara has a suffix in the beginning of the Dorm. The Gemara said there's a din of yad for neder, a din of yad for shvua. The Hegdish is a din of yad. Gemara has a suffix. Is there a din of yad for kiddushin? And in binding Gemara, is there a din of yad for kiddushin? So Rabbi Baruch Be'er has this famous essay, beginning of kiddushin, the Be'er HaShmuel. His father's name was Shmuel and his name was Baruch. So he's the blessing of Shmuel. He's Shmuel's Baruch. Be'er HaShmuel. He was the Baruch of Shmuel, his father. So the Be'er HaShmuel quotes that he claims that he heard from Rabbi Chaim. What is the Gemara suffix? Whether yesh yad l'kiddushin and yad l'kiddushin. The only time there's what to discuss whether there's a din of yad, if there's a requirement for a requirement of Levate Disfasayin. The Dor Mishvuah is you have to pronounce it with your lips. If you don't pronounce it, it's not chal. So then you need a pasuk Akzeres Akosuv that there is an institution of Yad. But a Kiddushin, if a guy gets married, if there's an umdur of the Mukher that he meant, let's say when you go shopping in the morning, you go shopping, go to the grocery store, and you pick out things, and you pay money, and walk off, no one says a word. And then I buy the food, and the Kenyan works. Yes, the Kenyan works, but no one said a word. There's no requirement for Dibur. It's an umdur and Mukhach that he paid money, he's buying all the merchandise and shit. So by Kiddushin also, there's a din, you have to have Levate Bisvasai. And if a person is an Elaim, if he's a Cherish, and a Shemeh, and a Medab, a Cherish, and a Zalab Bardas. But if he's not a Cherish, he's an Elaim, he can't speak, so he can't get married. Never heard of such a thing. So you don't need Amira for Kiddushin. So what's the Gemara Sofik, whether Yesh Yad V'Kiddushin and Yad V'Kiddushin? Yad is only a topic when you need Levate Bisvasai. If you don't need any Dibur, so what's the Shabbat? So he says, Rab Chaim said, from that Gemara is always Gishpat, it's Mukher from that Gemara, that you need Amira by Kiddushin. Why should you need Amira by Kiddushin? Rab Chaim explained further that not all activities, human activities that require das, require the same high level of das. There are five different levels of das. So let's say a person takes a neder of a shvuah. So the din is, it's a lower level of das. Even a year before bar mitzvah is called mufal samach liyish. Also the neder is chal. That's a machlokes in the Gemara and Nida, where the mufal samach liyish is a din deraisa, din derabanan. And that's a machlokes the Rambam and the Ravid, halach lemaisa, that we pass in that mufal samach liyish, year before bar mitzvah is deraisa, derabanan. So maybe you can't really fully prove from that case. But it's called the tikkun rabanan, can't deraisa tikkun. Even if you hold a mufal samach liyish, it's only a din derabanan. Must be based on some kind of a din daraisa that indicates that by nedor mishvus and naziris you don't require such a high level of das. A lower level of das is also acceptable. Where did the chacham see this on the level of daraisa? One should assume that mufal al samach leish is only the rabbanon. Where did they have an inkling? What's the kain daraisa tikkun? So Rashi used to say from the din that you have hatoras nedor. If a guy, let's say, buys stocks and the stocks go down, he buys real estate and it goes down. He buys something and it goes down. So it should be a mekach tos. If he would have known it's going to go down, he wouldn't have bought it. So the answer is that's ridiculous. You can't say it's a mekach tos. If I would have known this, that, and the other thing, I wouldn't have bought it. Sometimes if it's an umder in the mukach tos, he wouldn't have bought it. It has a mum. Okay. But Adam, you don't always say that it's... if it didn't work out the way I thought it was going to work out, you don't always say that it's called a kinyan b'tos. And nonetheless, if a person takes a nether, and then later on it comes out that there's a tremendous hardship in observing the nether, or it's causing friction in the household with his mother-in-law, whatever, and then he comes to the bed and he says, in all honesty, if I would have realized what trouble I'm going to get into, I would never have taken this nether. So they say, mutalach, 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 and there's a nether b'toyes. That doesn't work by gittin. A couple gets married, and you say, wow, I didn't realize what a witch she is. So she didn't realize what a mishugana he is. But they were dating for 5 years before they got married. Each one was putting on an act when they were dating. He says, if I would have realized, what if you would have? All of life is like that. You buy a house, and it goes down. You buy stocks, and it goes down. You can't say, if I would have realized what a wicked person this is, I would never have married him. If you have a mum gadol, then you say like
that. What does that fall under?
That's in the present. It's already a mum gadol. But if you're dating the person for a long time and you see what he's like, that you can't call it a mum gadol. You can't say the guy was putting on an act and I wasn't aware. Personality. That's what you date. That's what dating is all about. So that's not mum gadol. Means a physical mum that was covered over with the clothing. So she didn't know. He didn't know. She didn't know. Whatever. So from the fact that you can be mater the dorim and shvuz and the ziris hakadoshes and echam acharamim and so on, there's such an institution of Torah and dorim, shows that it's a lower level of das. So it's easier to knock it off. It's easier to declare that it's a das b'tos. Mashen it came by mekka chomemka. We need a higher level of das. So then Rab Chaim explains he thinks that kiddush needs a higher level of das than mekka chomemka. When you go to the grocery and you buy food. You go shopping and you buy something, you pay money, you don't have to utter a word. If it's an umdur in the mukha that he's purchasing this, so the umdur in the mukha makes it that there's das kinyan. But by kiddushin, you have to say, Hareem kodeshesli, and the Gemara says, which lushanas are acceptable, and so on. The Rav Chaim has a chiddush in the Rambam that a get even needs a higher level of das than kiddush. So that's possible. So that's what I brought that quote to Rav Chaim. It's possible to say that by kiddushin you need dafka amira, and by get kavachaim, because a get needs even a higher level of das than by kiddushin. So by kiddushin you would need amira pareh mukudeshesli, and if you didn't say it, then it's an issue of yad, whether yesh yad the kiddushin. Why? Because you need a higher level of das. And mekach hamemke, you don't need amira. So there's no discussion whether yesh yad lemekach hamemke. You don't even need a din of yad. You don't need a chiddush din of yad. You don't need amira bichlal. But a kiddushin, it would appear from the Gemara that you need dafka amira. That's really problematic. One of the rabbeim in yeshiva, I remember when he got married, he had a whole pilpul that this is the machlokes. Rashi and Tosfos, the shitas in the three places in the Masechta. First place was on the Mishnah. But you need Amira, then a Rashi and Tosfos by Siv Linus, then another Rashi and Tosfos. Made also Rav Soloveitchik was there when he got married. Rav Soloveitchik said he never heard of this. Never heard of anybody saying like that, that you need Amira. The Avnei Miloim has this discussion, where they need Amira. So that's where Baruch Ber says, he heard from Rav Chaim, that from the fact that Gemara has the suffering with the Yeshiyad Kedushin, you see that you need Amira for Kedushin. Our Gemara is assuming that Yeshiyad Kedushin. But the question, the debate only is, what if it's a yad sheinu machiach? If it's a yad machiach, the Gemara assumes that for sure it would be good. What if it's a yad sheinu machiach? What's the case over here? The man said, "Hareat mukudeshes," but he didn't say li. So the ruba, if a man gives a ring, he's marrying the girl himself. Once in a long while, in the days of the Gemara. Now I've never seen it. So once in a while, in the days of the Gemara, a man would be a shliach to be mekadosh the girl for someone else, not for himself. So that's so the days of the Gemara, if the man says Areh Mekudeshes, they didn't say Li, that wouldn't be such a strong Yad HaMachiach, it would be a Yad She'en HaMachiach Kol Kach.
If in Yonei HaFlah require much less Das than in Yonei Kedushin, how could Nidorim provide the Makar for how we know Yad LeKedushin?
That's a very good kasha. I don't know. That's the Gemara Suffolk, but the Yesh Yad LeKedushin. Yeah. There, that Gemara in the Dorm in the first paragraph around, where is it? Above the base or something? So the Tosis on the printed on the side of the page. Yeah, the Ran. They have something called Rashi, that's not by Rashi, and the Dorm then they have the Ran is in the place of Tosis. Where's Tosis? The Ran pushed Tosis to the side. So they have Tosis on the side in tiny letters, teeny weeny letters. So the Tosis on the side of the page there says, what's the Gemara Suffolk whether Yeshi had the Kedushin? The Tanoim have a machlokes, if you give a get. Yes, Tosis quotes it. The last line in Tosis Daf Hamid Beis in Maseches Kedushin quotes from the Mishnah in Gittin Daf Pehei Mar Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Gufer shall get Ariyam Hataris Halachaladim Rabbi Yudaim Evidein Di Hevilichim Inoy." So the Gemara says, "What is the Nukudas Machlokes between Tanakame, the Chachamim, and Rabbi Yudai? Where they have to write the Dain?" So the Gemara assumes, "Miikaredin, all the Tanakame agree that you ought to have to write the Dain." We reviewed this already. Miikaredin, you really have to write the Dain. But it's a machlokes, maybe it's self-understood. Is it so self-understood that he's divorcing her with a piece of paper? Maybe he thought that he divorces her by an oral declaration, I'm the Ariat Megureshes. He's declaring that he's divorced like Beit B'nai Noach, they don't have a get. So it's an oral declaration. He or she makes a declaration, I don't want to be married anymore. So maybe the husband thought, they decide they don't want to continue with the marriage, that breaks the marriage, and the shtar is just a get, it's just to serve as a raya that she's Megureshes. So that's a person may make such a mistake. Some people may think so. But it's really it's a yad. The Gemara says it's a yad shein machiach. It's not 90% clear that that's what he's driving at. There is maybe a 5-10% chance. Maybe more than 5-10% chance. That he, maybe a 20% chance that he thinks that the divorce consists of the oral declaration, we're not married anymore. The piece of paper is not the vehicle whereby he makes the gerushin, but it's rather only as a shtarai. So the Gemara explains over here that the Gemara explains there in Gitan, Daf Pehei, that the Gemara suggests that is the machlokes hatanam. They all agree that you really have to write Veden, you have Ilichim Minoy Sefer Truchin, that this piece of paper is the shtar kinyan, and I have to say Minoy, I am divorcing you, not that the rabbi, not that the bezna is divorcing her. The best just supervises it, the husband divorces it. So what if you didn't write Vidain? So the Chacham hold that it's good, not that you don't need Vedain, it's considered a kilo nichtav dami. It's a din of a yad, even though it's not a yad hamachir, it's not 90% muchach, but it's 80% muchach. So that's called, there are three levels of yad. There's yad hamachir, it's 90% obvious what he's driving at, and the yad shein hamachir kolkach, only 80% muchach. Then sometimes it's a yad shein hamachir klal klal. You're not sure what he's driving at. So that's not a yad. If it's yad shein hamachir klal klal, then it's bechlal, it's not called a yad. So the Gemara assumes that that's the machlekes of Yudin HaChachamim. Doesn't have to say b'dein. Mikrad din, they all agree it ought to say b'dein. So that's what the Bali Atesin says. How can the Gemara have the suffix whether yesh yad lekidushin or not? The original pasuk yad is only by what? By nedarim and shvuas. Do you have the right to carry it over to kidushin or not? But the Gemara said before you do carry it over. The Gemara says you carry it over to the get. So why should kidushin be different from the get? So that's what Tosis gives some kind of an answer. So that's what we suggested, a different answer from Tosis. Maybe the get, you're talking about a text of a piece of paper. The get has to have Sipur HaMaisa, and in addition it's a din, because of La Sefer Krisis, you have to have Sfiras Var Miserim. That's how the Rani Gittin says. In addition to the Sipur HaMaisa, that it says Arem Ugresh is many, has to say also V'dein Nehev Elecha Minoi, you need that also, Sfiras Var Miserim. So whenever you have a yad, it's considered as if the text is there. But by kiddushin, when he says harei mukadeshesli, he's expressing the das kiddushin. So maybe since you require a higher level of das for kiddushin, clearly higher level of das for kiddushin than what you need for nedarim and shvuas, so maybe you can't use the principle of yad to say that he expressed das kiddushin. Maybe that's only acceptable by the lower level of das. Exactly what you're saying. By the text of the get, he's not expressing the das. When he gives the get, he says, Ari Mugresh is many. The text of the get has to have a sphere as dvar. So he says, since Ruba the Ruba of the cases, everybody knows, most of the people know, 80% of the people know that the get is the vehicle whereby he divorces his wife. They don't think it's only the Rai Biyamani divorced her with an oral declaration. So maybe Midin Yad is considered as if the text is there. But in expressing the Das Kiddushin, maybe since you need a high level of Das, that was the Gemara Sovi. This does not answer that. This gives a complicated answer with Psukim, with Zeres HaKosuvs. Yeah. Anyway, so the Gemara says, that's a Shaila over here. The Gemara is assuming that Yesh Yad LeKiddushin, but the Shaila is, what if it's a Yad Sheinu Mechiach? Then the Gemara says, yeah, do you really need dibur? That's the shayla. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah from where is it? Maseches Maaseh Sheni, that a man is mekadosh an isha, has to say ariyah mugudeshes. A man is mekadosh his wife, has to say ariyah mugudeshes. What if it's hasukin b'osu inyan? So then he doesn't have to say. So here the Meiri quotes a machlokes Rishonim. Hasukin b'osu inyan means the chosin kala we're talking, the chosin said ariyah mugudeshes. But he didn't say a tok de dibur of giving the ring. Or he said Hariya Mugureshis, and he didn't say a tok de dibur of giving the get. He fills in, he's talking about other things. What's going to be with the children, who's going to have custody, what's going to be visitations. But the husband said Hariya Mugureshis. Or even Avachera Medarbim of them, maybe it's also good. So the Ramon, Eben Ezra Paskin, is like the Mordechai who quotes this opinion. Avachera Medarbim of them is also good. But others have the Girsa and the Mordechai differently. And the two girsas and the Mordechai are really two opinions in the mirror. If acher medarbim ifneim, is that acceptable? Is it enough just to make an umdere de muchach that he means l'shem gerish, and do you need dafka amira? So Baruch Ber quotes Rav Chaim, you need dafka amira. And it seems like it's really an achreinim, for sure it's a machlokes. The Avnei Melon quotes it. An achreinim, it is a machlokes. And it could well be that the Meiri over here, by the machlokes, acher medarbim ifneim, is that called asug masin? It could be that that's the nekudas of machlokes. But they actually need amira or not. So the Gemara has, when he says Hariyat Mekudeshes, there are different expressions that are acceptable. Hariyat Kenuya, Hariyat Zekuka, Hariyat Harufasi, Negdosi, Talosi, Atsurasi, whole bunch of expressions. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa, where you have different Lashainas. And the Gemara asks, well, it's Ninu Kulu Kachoda here on the sixth line from the top. Sixth line from the top of Vav and Aleph. Why did the Braisa divide it into two? The Braisa begins Tara Barana, the third line from the top. Ariat Tishde, Ariat Tisas, Ariat Kanuile, Ariat Shali, Ariat Birushus, Ariat Zikukuli, also Mugadesh. Why doesn't just put all six together? Listening to Kulu Kechoda, why do you separate it in two different units? It's the exact same thing. And for the Gemara, Chaye Vodam Loimer Baloshan Rabba. Tane, the author of this Braisa, Tlas Tlas Shaminu, he heard it from his Rebbe, he said three, these three he said together, the other three, the Garsinu, and he said it over exactly the way the Rebbe said it. Chai Varalama Baloshan Rabbi. Shabbat is, if the Rebbe gave the Shir in Yiddish and the Talmud is speaking in English, how is he going to fulfill that din? So that's not so easy. Rav Soloveitchik, in the earlier years, he gave the Shir in Yiddish. It didn't occur to him that there's an American student who does know Yiddish. So he used to give the Shir in Yiddish. And then he had a different kind of Yiddish also. Not everybody understood his Yiddish. And then Rav Moshe also had a very different kind of Yiddish. Rav Moshe spoke Russian Yiddish. There are people who spoke Yiddish, they were born in Europe. They didn't understand what Rav Moshe was talking about. He used to use Russian words, a different style Yiddish. Yeah. But when Rav Soloveitchik realized that there was one student in the class who was brought up at the Spanish-Portuguese synagogue, never heard a word of Yiddish, all the rabbis used to speak in Yiddish at that time. And this in Spanish, Portuguese, had never spoken Yiddish. And then he switched the shir to English. This talk was very difficult. When he started giving the shir in English, he was groping for words to try to say over exactly with the same nuances that the Yiddish would have. Chai v'olama b'loshan rabbi. Yeah, so he heard it from his Rebbe two different times. He heard three statements, three lishanas, then he heard three. So that's why he said it over exactly the same.
Somebody writes, sorry, if he writes it,
yeah.
He stops.
I'm going to
talk about that.
Well, he gives her a ring and he says,
"Rabbi
Kodesh."
No, he doesn't give her a ring. He gives her a piece of paper.
Shtar, he's Mekadesh B'Shtar.
Is that a shtar? That's what I was
thinking. Yeah, Rabbi Kodesh Asli. That is the text. That's all you need.
It doesn't have to say anything.
Yeah, that says all there is to say. Rabbi Kodesh Asli. It says all there is to say. You don't need any more than that. Yeah. One of the boys was asking last week. One of the boys from the other class was asking. So now apparently they propose in public. So the whole, they have an orchestra, and they have people are watching. So the boy says to the girl, "Will you marry me?" The girl says, "Yes." Then he gives her an engagement ring. He gives her a bracelet. He says, "Will you marry me?" She says, "Yes." Then he gives her shove kesef. So that's mamish kesef kiddushin. So I said, "What do you mean? There are no Adam Lekimadah?" I said, "No, there are plenty of people watching. Everybody's watching." When he says, "Will you marry me?" So he means, "Will you marry me?" Ultimately, he does mean now. But it's not necessarily so obvious that he does mean now. So it could be that that would be a selfie condition.
Well, isn't it? Nobody does that. Nobody says, "Will you marry me?" and gets married on the spot. So why would...
The Gemara says that it's not proper. Rab Mangeman the Mekadesh Belo Shiduchi. If a fellow elopes with the girl, he didn't first get engaged, notify the family and then get married, he just says he takes the girl on a date and he marries her then. So Rabbi give Makas Madras. So you're going to say because nobody does that. So even if he says Hare Mukudesh Isli and he gives her a ring, he doesn't mean it. Are we so convinced that he doesn't mean it? He says, "Will you marry me?" She says, "Yes." And then he gives her something, Shavu Kesef.
He doesn't have das to be actual.
How are we so convinced that he doesn't have das? He said, "Will you marry me?"
Can you testify to that?
Can who testify?
The boy, pretending to create a halachic issues right here.
That's what he said. "Will you marry?" And then he gives her a shavu kesef. So usually he gives her a bracelet. So an engagement bracelet. Usually you give a ring under the chuppah. Yeah, if you get married under the chuppah, you give a ring. Get married under the chuppah, so you give her a bracelet. How do you know? By some chassidim, they're makbid. When the couple gets engaged, the boy doesn't give the girl anything. The boy's mother gives the girl something. Because they're afraid maybe the boy's going to give in such a way that they won't be able to break off the engagement. Maybe it'll be a mamish form of kiddushin. Anyway, I think that the old system is much nicer. You get engaged privately, a little sneers with privacy. You have to advertise to the public when you're getting engaged to the girl. After you get engaged, then you let everybody know. Anyway, an interesting Gemara. Gemara says, Tana tlas tlas shamin v'garsinu. Six lines on the top. Chai v'oram lama b'loshan rabbi. How far do you go? Chai v'oram lama b'loshan. What if the Rebbe mispronounced the words? So I have to mispronounce also. So some Rishonim say yes. There's a Mishnah in Adias that Hillel said over Mishmai v'Aftalya. Mishmai v'Aftalya were Gerim, so they couldn't pronounce certain letters. So Hillel would mispronounce Elohim, Maim Shum Pasul Masa Mikveh. He would mispronounce because that's how his Rebbe mispronounced. That's how the Bartin were learned. So the quote from the Vilna Gaon, he didn't think that that was Pshat in the Mishnah. Vilna Gaon said, no, because the Rebbe mispronounced it. So the Rebbe added on a word, Maloi Hin, that the people shouldn't think. The Goyim, the Gerim, weren't able to pronounce a hey. So they said, Maloi, they would say, Ein Maim Shuvim, Pasul Masa Mikveh. So people would think that he said, Ein Maim Shuvim, it doesn't Pasul. So he added on the word, Maloi. Shmai v'aftalyan maloi ein maim shuvim. So everyone will know that that volume of water maim shuvim pasul. So even though Hillel did pronounce the hay, Hillel's going to say hin maim shuvim. So no one will misunderstand. So he said the word maloi because the Rebbe said the word maloi. So by Hillel, it was an extra word. It wasn't necessary. But not that he's mispronouncing, because the Rebbe mispronounced it. That's a machlekes. The Vilna Gaon with the Bar Tanur. How do you go with this? But there is a din chai bon olam abalosh and rabbi. You have to say over word for word the same way that you heard it from the Rebbe. Yeah, one of the sfeikas the Gemara has is about charufasi. What's the shaila? What's a shivcha charufa? Shivcha charufa is an eshes ish, but it's not a full ishus. How do you see? Because she gets malchus, and he's chai asham shivcha charufa. One of the six ashamans is asham shivcha charufa. Usually an osham, a chatas an osham, is when a person did an aver of the shogeg. So this is one of the few cases, one of the rare cases, that yichayev ala shogeg, ala mezid ki shogeg. Even if he's bal shivcha harufa be mezid, he's also chayev asham shivcha harufa. Yeah, what about her? She's chayev malchus. Also does make a difference, mezid of a shogeg. So there's such a Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah, is the beginning of Shabbos. Rambam says that she gets malchus even if she violated aver b'shoikin. Very strange, the Pashta says that it's not so. So it's an incomplete issue. Why is it incomplete? Because she's either a chetz a shivcha or the gamia shivcha, a full shivcha. Who would have been Mishuchreres, lo yimusul ki lo chuposha. She would have been Mishuchreres. And then she would get married. Then there would have been a chi of Misa. But the pasuk says, lo yimusul ki lo chuposha. So that's the Gemara has a sophic. What if it's Aret Harufasi? Did he really mean Ishus? Based on that pasuk of Shivcha Harufa or not? Yeah. Do you have any other case like that where you have an incomplete issue? So you have sometimes a woman is an eshes ish midirabbanan, but eshes ish midirabbanan also needs a get midirabbanan. Do you ever have an eshes ish midirabbanan where there's a weaker issues? You have kiddusha ktana. If the father's still alive, the father has a right to marry off the daughter ktana, bito ktana. That's a kiddusha deraisa. What if the father died, the mother or the older brothers marry her off? So that issue is, can be broken either with a get or ayidei miyun. The girl goes in front of the bezin. She says, I'm not happily married and I want to break up the marriage. So then the Gemara says, it's oika the issue slamafreya, that she's allowed to marry her husband's, her former husband's brother. We consider it as if she was never married then. So there is no din of veishasach, that there's a violation of veishasach. It's considered as if there was no marriage at all. What time am I supposed to be there?
A few minutes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. So the Gemara says if the girl is the Yisayma and the mother or the brother is married or off, she can be Mema'in, she can break up the marriage. Other Kiddushin Rabbanan, you can't break up by the Mion. Only this case. This is a weaker issue. It's a weaker issue from the Rabbanan. The others are full issues from the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says you can only break up the issues Kozman the girl, Ayidei Miyun, Kozman the girl is still a Ketana. Once she becomes a Gedolah, once she has a Bas Mitzvah, she needs a get. There's no way to break it up just like Dei Miyun. But at the time that she got married, it was only an incomplete issue. It's mid the Rabbanon. Now when she becomes a Gedola, it matures on its own to develop to become a full issues mid the Rabbanon. So the Rambam quotes that as a mashal to explain the din in the Gemara. The Gemara has a sofik. A man is Mekadish, a girl who is a Shechetzia Shidcha Bechetzia Baschoyman. So it's only Chal and incomplete issues, what we call a Kedushe Osham. The other one we call Kedushe Miyun, Kedushin that can lend itself to be broken up by the Miyun. This Kedushe Osham, instead of having a Chiyav Misa, she gets Malkus and he's Chayv Hashem Shivcha Harufa. It's an incomplete issue that is called Kedushe Osham. A yeshivish expression. The Gemara never calls it that. Yeshiva is called Kedushe Osham. The Gemara has a suffix. A man was Mekadesh, a Chetzer Shivcha Vechetz, Maschen Kedushe Osham. And then the Odon is Meshachra, the Chetz Yoshivcha. So now she's a Gioris Gemur. She's no longer Chetz Yoshivcha. She's Legame Meshachreris. And a Meshachreris, and a real Yisraelis, there is no such thing as Kedushay Osham. But here everybody was Chal. So what do you say now? Would you say Paki Kedushay Rishon? The Kedushin vanish and disappear into thin air because the Yisraelis cannot retain, cannot have such an issue. Can I have an incomplete issue? Or do you say no? Maybe Gamri Kedushin Ba'ador. The Kedushin was Chal Lachatzoin, Mashiba Zechet Shivcha Bechet Baschor. Now she becomes Mishachreres Legamre. So she maybe she becomes, now it's possible. Her status lends itself to her becoming a Eshes Hishkabur. So maybe she'd be Gamri Kedushin Ba'ador. So in the middle of Gittin and the Mem says a suffix. Would you say Gamre? Would you say Pake? So the Rambam says, the Rambam paskins that din is Gamre, and he gives a mashal, Mal Davadayma, from the Kiddushay Ketana, that you had Kiddushay Miyun, and then the girl becomes a Gedola, she reaches Nairus, she can no longer be Memayan. So just like over there, it's the Kiddushay, the incomplete issues, matures when she reaches Gadlos, and it becomes Kiddushay Gimurim Midirabbana, does become an Atar Soto over here. The Kedusha Osham mature on their own and become Kedushin Gmurim Deraisa. So the Kesa Mishnah has difficulty with the Rambam. What do you mean? For the Rambam, it sounds as if the Ketana, she is Katsha, the Ima V'Yachem, when she becomes a Naira, she becomes a Neshe Sish Gmurim Min HaTorah. How can that be? That's impossible. So the Kesa Mishnah says, because it's talking Bo'aleha. The Rambam didn't say Bo'aleha. So that's not the same. The Rav Soloveitchik said he doesn't think that's Pshat in the Rambam, what the Kesa Mishnah says. He thought Pshat was called the Tikkun Rabbanu Kein Deraisa Tik. Once in a while you have a Gemara, Rachon of Asman points this out. Once in a while you have a Gemara, but the Gemara proves what is the Din Deraisa by quoting a Din Derabbanu. How can you prove a Din Deraisa from a Din Derabbanu? Because we assume called the Tikkun Rabbanu Kein Deraisa Tik, and the Dinam Derabbanu, a pattern after Dinam Deraisa. So there must have been a Din Deraisa of Gamrei, otherwise, how did the Chachamim make such a takana that the Kedusha Miyun mature on their own to be developed to become Kiddushim Gemurim Midirabbanim. So that's a fascinating Rambam, that the Rambam says by the Shivcha Harufa, Shenishtachar, it's Gamrei Kiddushim Ador, and he proves it from the Kiddushim Ketana, that it's Gamrei Midirabbanim. Okay, I better stop here because there's somebody waiting for me. Believe me, that tomorrow we will continue the Chazor. The Bechina is Pshatov Maslach, on Wednesday?
Yes.
Good.
Why can't we ask the guy what his das was? Do you have in mind for Kedushin?
If the Adam saw my
whenever the Gemara has these speakers, I never understood why he
asked. But the Gemara meant there
is. No, the guy's an Eid Echad, Karav, he's not them, and I'm a Dov Shabbat.
Did he say what his das was?
Yeah. He said, Hari Abu Kodeshes.
He said, Karav Fasti, and I really meant Kedushin. If the Gemara assumes that Karav Fasti doesn't mean Kedushin, we don't believe him. If she accepted it as a Kedushin, we don't believe either of them, because the Dov Shabbat.
Yeah.
When the Gemara in the Dorm talks about it, when do you ask him by the Dorm and say, that would not be sure? Okay. There it's possible to say you believe.
I'll get to it.